Tonight we're going to continue our study on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to do a survey this evening, probably this week and next week, on the subject of the gifts of the Spirit. And the first thing we want to do tonight is define what spiritual gifts are. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are abilities and endowments given to us, given to someone through the inner working of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, this is addressed, if you'd like to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We'll read several passages tonight. Or 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 4. It says this. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. I think it should be noted that the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, recognized the Spirit as Lord and as God in these verses. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues or languages, to another the interpretation of tongues, interpreting those languages. But all these worketh that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He will. Now the gifts of the Spirit are to be distinguished from the initial gift of the Spirit Himself in regeneration and indwelling. Okay, let's go back and review that. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Everyone that is saved by the grace, everyone that's born of God, everyone that is regenerated has been born of the Spirit, and they are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And this is one of the gifts that Christ purchased for us in His redemptive work on the cross. But notice what it says in Acts 2 in verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 10 and verse 45. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Chapter 11 and verse 17. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as He did unto us who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? Now, spiritual gifts are also not to be confused with natural abilities or talents. People are born with certain strengths that may be developed. Spiritual gifts, on the other hand, are not a product of birth or of man, but rather they originate with the Holy Spirit's power. So, the gifts of the Spirit are abilities and endowments given to men through the inner working of the Holy Spirit. These special gifts. Now, there are several types of spiritual gifts. And they're listed in different places in the Bible. So tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to read each passage that deals with, that actually labels and deals with specific gifts of the Spirit. So if you would, turn to Romans chapter 12. And I think it's significant. Romans chapter 12 has a lot to do with the working of the local church, the New Testament, the body of Christ, if you will. The same is true in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to see that these gifts of the Spirit were given to men, but largely to function within the Lord's church to bring glory to Him. Let's look at this. Romans 12, verse 5. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Well, we just read 8 through 10. Let's read verse 28 and 29 of 1 Corinthians 12. We already read several of those gifts mentioned in chapter 12, but look at verse 28 of 1 Corinthians 12. And God has set some in the church. I circled the word some. You know why? Because God doesn't set everybody in the church. Not everybody is a member of the body of Christ, the New Testament church. The thief on the cross that was saved was never a member of a church. There are plenty of people, I believe, that are saved by the grace of God, that are born of the Spirit, that have the promises of God in Christ. They are justified, declared not guilty, but they've never been united to a church of the New after a New Testament pattern. There are plenty of Protestants that have been saved by the grace of God, but they've never submitted to scriptural baptism. But it says some in the church, first apostles. The apostles were a gift of the Spirit to the church. Secondarily, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a more excellent way. A lot of what Paul had to write to the Corinthians was that of correction. They were full of themselves. They were prideful. They were immoral in some respect. They didn't have good leadership in their church. Everybody was trying to be heard. They were trying to edify themselves by speaking in other languages. They were doing things wrong. And he had to correct them. And he's addressing this, the misuse of gifts and how they're to be properly used. All right, turn to Ephesians chapter 4. These are more spiritual gifts given by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So, we've just read basically all the passages that deal with these gifts of the Spirit. And there, people have classified them in different ways. Some of these gifts are administrative. Some are functional. Some are sign gifts, specifically designed as signs, especially to unbelieving Jews. Tongues were a sign gift. Another thing, some of these gifts were for edification, the building up of the body. Some were for authentication, giving validity to the Lord's work through His New Testament church. Some of the gifts are permanent. Alright? Pastors. That is a permanent office. But others are temporary. The gift of apostles and prophets. They were needed in the early church. They did not have a complete canon of Scripture. They did not have all of the inspired writings. So God used prophets and to be able to prophesy. He used the apostles to write and to preach. Now, these types of spiritual gifts, to get it a little bit more narrowed down. Some gifts were given as signs. Which ones were they? Tongues, speaking in other languages. And I've said this many times. It is not the charismatic nonsense and gibberish. The tongues in the Bible were always languages that could be interpreted and understood. Every time. It's not, this the gibberish that people speak. Miracles. Like when Paul was bitten by the venomous serpent and people thought he should have died and because of that was God's judgment on him. And he didn't die. That was a miracle. The healing of people, the lame man at the temple. That was a miracle to give validity to the work of the apostles and the New Testament church. But these are sign gifts. Healing. Miracles. And then other gifts enable the church to operate in an orderly manner. These gifts are still in operation. Helps and government. Or to bless those that have special needs. The gift of mercy. Showing mercy to someone. A large number of the gifts concern the ministry of the Word. Teaching. Preaching. Prophesying. Now those gifts that were given to meet the unique needs of the apostolic churches, they were of course temporary. Once the apostles died, there are no apostles today. Alright? There are no prophets today. No one is getting a new revelation from God. You read the book of Revelation, it tells you clearly you're not to add to or take away of the prophecy of the words of this book. So when Pat Robertson comes on and he says, I've got a word from God, it's a new revelation, he is lying through his teeth. Because God is not doing that today. There's another guy that really creeps me out. Kenneth Copeland. Anybody ever, is he still around? Is he still out? I can't look that guy in the eye. He looks devilish to me, old Kenneth Copeland. The guy that's the judge in Clinton County now, Mike Daugherty, he used to have a little song they made up of Kenneth Copeland. I'm Kenneth Copeland, I hail from Oakland. Give me $5 and I'll make you holler. Or something like that. He had a whole thing. I'm against that. I think that's deceptive. And I think they prey upon people, these charismatic preachers. But those gifts were temporary. And that would include the sign gifts, and any gifts that involve direct revelation apart from the Bible. For example, the word of knowledge. How did Peter know that Ananias and Sapphira were lying to the Holy Ghost? God gave him a special knowledge, the ability to discern that and to bring it to light. Now, in noting the various types of spiritual gifts, we should mention that certain types of gifted men are also mentioned. 1 Corinthians 12, 28 and 29. The men who fill these positions must no doubt possess more than any one gift to carry out their work. In fact, pastors, teachers are gifts to the church, they themselves. Now, I realize you probably haven't thought of me as a gift to Mount Pleasant. But you got to bow to the authority of the Scripture. The Scripture says that He has gifted churches with pastors and teachers for the edifying and the building up of the body. And then certain of these offices, like that of apostle or prophet, they were temporary. There are no prophets, there are no apostles. So that gives us a little bit of an introduction. And next week we're going to get to the source of the gifts of the Spirit. And then we're going to look at to whom the gifts of the Spirit are given. So we'll stop there for tonight.